Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 11th day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 7, 1-24, and reading the International Children's Bible. Now I will discuss the things you wrote to me about. It is good for a man not to marry, but sexual immorality is a danger. So each man should have his own wife, and each woman should have her own husband. The husband should give his wife all that she should have as a wife, and the wife should give her husband all that he should have as her husband. The wife does not have power over her own body. Her husband has the power over her body, and the husband does not have power over his own body. His wife has the power over his body. Do not refuse to give your bodies to each other, but you might both agree to stay away from intimate relations for a time. You might do this so that you can give your time to prayer. Then come together again. This is so that Satan cannot tempt you into your weakness. I say this to give you permission. It is not a command. I wish everyone were like me, but each person has his own gift from God. One has one gift, another has another gift. Now for those who are not married, and for the widows, I say this. It is good for them to stay single as I am. But if they cannot control their bodies, then they should marry. It is better to marry than to burn with lust. Now I give this command for the married people. The command is not from me, it is from the Lord. A wife should not leave her husband, but if she does leave, she must not marry again, or she should go back to her husband. Also, the husband should not divorce his wife. For all the others, I say this. I am saying this, not the Lord. A brother in Christ might have a wife who is not a believer. If she will live with him, he must not divorce her. And a woman might have a husband who is not a believer. If he will live with her, she must not divorce him. The husband who is not a believer is made holy through his believing wife, and the wife who is not a believer is made holy through her believing husband. If this were not true, then your children would not be clean, but now your children are holy. But if the person who is not a believer decides to leave, then let him leave. When this happens, the brother or sister in Christ is free. God called us to a life of peace. Wives, maybe you will save your husband. And husbands, maybe you will save your wife. You do not know now what will happen later. But each one should continue to live the way God has given them to live, the way he was when God called him. This is a rule I make in all the churches. If a man was already circumcised when he was called, he should not change his circumcision. If a man was without circumcision when he was called, he should not be circumcised. It is not important if a man is circumcised or not circumcised. The important thing is obeying God's commands. Each one should stay the way he was when God called him. If you were a slave when God called you, do not let that bother you. But if you can be free, then become free. The person who was a slave when the Lord called him is free in the Lord. He belongs to the Lord. In the same way, the one who was free when he was called is now Christ's slave. You all were bought for a price, so do not become slaves of men. Brothers, in your new life with God, each one of you should continue the way you were when you were called. Let's pray for wisdom. Dear Jesus, help us to have wisdom to take what we read and take what we listen from others, from wise people. Take what we listen from you to our hearts and to our minds and to convert it to wisdom that we can live by. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.